It's the 10th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is my pleasure and deepest honor to be here with you today as we, as we continue forward in the odyssey that is the Word of God. We are certainly just 3 weeks from concluding the scriptures, but we are far from done. God has much to say, and as we kind of conclude the Bible, it's interesting because there is a lot packed into the final weeks in Scripture, and yet it is the most contended for section of time of the year. Don't check out. There is much to the Word of God before we call it a year and start over again. So whatever you do, whatever you have to fight for, don't get out of the routine, if you want to call it that. I don't really like to look at things that way, but don't let the Bible be the thing that you set aside, right? We've done that our whole lives. This is the one thing we won't set aside. All right, there's my admonition for the day. We've got that out of the way. Now we can move into the Word of God. We're beginning the book of Amos today. The prophetic words of Amos written down in the book called by his name come from the lips of a very ordinary guy. He's not a man of status. He's not trained in the priesthood. He's just an ordinary man living a pretty ordinary life. He lived in the Judean city of Tekoa, while Jeroboam II reigned over Israel and Uzziah reigned over Judah. The northern and the southern kingdoms are experiencing tremendous prosperity and peace. They've not seen this kind of prosperity since the days of Solomon. So it would seem odd by our standards that God would take a very ordinary countryman to deliver a very harsh message of impending judgment on Israel and the surrounding countryside, but that's exactly what he did. Everything looked prosperous and well, but corruption had found its way into the core of the people. They've abandoned God and are consumed with idol and pagan worship. The poor are being misused and oppressed. Greed rules the hearts of the nation's leaders, and true to form, God sends a messenger, letting everyone know that judgment is upon them. But also true to God's character, he always leaves a way out. And he foretells of the remnant that will experience revival and restoration in the land. You would think after these many thousands of years, mankind would know the drill. And yet, it seems that we are still grappling with and trying to grasp the very simple concept that God is sovereign. And we are nowhere near as powerful as we think. One way or another, the hard way of judgment or the easy way of repentance, every knee will bow to his authority. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, 15. The words of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, "The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing sledges of iron. So I will send a fire upon the house of Hazael, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. I will break the gate bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into exile to Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Gaza and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment because they carried into exile a whole people to deliver them up to Edom. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour her strongholds. I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have delivered up a whole people to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour her strongholds. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword, and cast off all pity, and his anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. So I will send a fire upon Timan, and it shall devour the strongholds of Bozrah. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of the Ammonites, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have ripped open pregnant women in Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. So I will kindle a fire on the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour her strongholds, with shouting on the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because he burned to lime the bones of the king of Edom. So I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the strongholds of Kerioth, and Moab shall die amid uproar, amid shouting, and the sound of the trumpet. I will cut off the ruler from its midst, and will kill all its princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have rejected the law of the Lord, and have not kept his statutes. But their lies have led them astray, those after which their fathers walked. So I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the strongholds of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals. Those who trample the head of the poor into the dust of the earth, and turn aside the way of the afflicted. A man and his father go into the same girl, so that my holy name is profaned. They lay themselves down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of those who have been fined. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and who was as strong as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath. Also it was I who brought you up out of the land of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up some of your sons for prophets and some of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not indeed so, O people of Israel, declares the Lord? But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets, saying, you shall not prophesy. Behold, I will press you down in your place, as a cart full of sheaves presses down. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not retain his strength, nor shall the mighty save his life. He who handles the bow shall not stand, and he who is swift of foot shall not save himself, nor shall he who rides the horse save his life, and he who is stout of heart among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, declares the Lord. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family that I brought up out of the land of Egypt. You only have I known. Of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do 2 walk together, unless they have agreed to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from his den if he has taken nothing? Does a bird fall in a snare on the earth when there is no trap for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground when it has taken nothing? Is a trumpet blown in a city and the people are not afraid? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the strongholds in Ashdod and to the strongholds in the land of Egypt and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressed in her midst. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord. Those who store up violence and robbery in their strongholds. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall surround the land and bring down your defenses from you, and your strongholds shall be plundered. Thus says the Lord, as the shepherd rescues from the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the people of Israel who dwell in Samaria be rescued with the corner of a couch and part of a bed. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of hosts, that on the day I punish Israel for his transgressions, I will punish the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. I will strike the winter house along with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall come to an end, declares the Lord. Revelation 2:1-17. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the words of the first and the last who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. Yet you hold fast my name and you do not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. but I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If not, I will come to you soon in the war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. Psalm 129, 1 through 8. They have afflicted me from my youth. A song of ascents. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms. Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We will bless you in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 29, 19 and 20. By mere words, a servant is not disciplined. For though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. And there it is again, as it so often is in the book of Proverbs. Words. Words. These things that form in our hearts and process in our minds and tumble across our lips. These things that can bring life or death, blessing or cursing. And don't think for a second that doesn't work. Don't think for a second that's some kind of mysterious statement. You know it's true. If you walk in the door from a hard day and your spouse greets you with hands on hips, saying contemptuous things about what you didn't do or did do that was wrong, it's venom. It's poison. It's a curse. At the same time, you walk through the door and your spouse is waiting for you with arms outstretched, a smile upon their face, and kind words flowing from their mouths of their gladness to see you and to be rejoined to you after a hard day. That's honey. Right? That is sweet to the soul. It's a blessing. Proverbs is saying to us who speak hastily, there's more hope for a fool. Basically, if you live your life reactionary, if you just let it go, if you can't temper your tongue, if you just spout it off based on whatever it is you're feeling at the moment, you may indeed let go of whatever pressure has built up inside of you, but you have left somebody bloody in the process. And the interesting thing is, we kind of walk away and go, what? I feel better now. I'm, you know, everything is okay now, right? And the person that you've just attacked is like, no, actually everything is nowhere near okay. Not even close. So it's a very selfish way to live, to speak hastily. It's a very foolish way to live, to speak hastily, according to the proverb today. In fact, it's worse than foolish to speak hastily, according to the Bible. So may we control, bridle, harness, and in any way necessary, keep control over our mouths. And our Father, we come before you because we've even done this to you. Whether we've spoken it aloud or whether we've conceived it in our hearts, we've tried to blame you for a lot of things. Things that you never did. We've tried to take out our rage on the nearest available thing. And we say all kinds of things. And we bring this evil into the world through our lips. And we are sorry. We are done with that kind of lack of self-control. And that's what it boils down to, is that we are out of control. And so while we are out of control, we just transfer that. We don't really want to be in control. We want you to be in control. It's that we have lost control, as we always will. We're not meant to live that way. So we surrender everything, including the loaded gun in our mouths. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth, and may we speak truth, and may we speak truth in love from this day forward. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And so come and get involved in what's going on in the community there. At least hit the homepage. You can find out kind of at a glimpse what's happening in the community. We have, I told you there was a new item for Christmas in the store in celebration of the cafe opening here shortly. So you can get that new tumbler, that double-walled porcelain tumbler. They're cool. I think they're cool. So get yourself one of those if you like. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here at this season, there's a link on the homepage that will take you through that process, or the mailing address. It's P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And that'll do it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name's John from Alaska. Just calling for a prayer request. Lord, works in mysterious ways. And thank you, Brian and Jill, for an awesome podcast. Anyways, a little bit of background on November 10th. I was on a flight from Anchorage to Seattle, and I ran into a childhood friend whom I had not seen in 24 years. It was wonderful seeing her, and the Lord was just blessed me to be able to see her. 6 days later, on November 16th, she passed away in a tragic house fire. And just wanted to ask for everybody's prayer for her family. And she left behind a beautiful 6-year-old son. But I'm just catching up on my missed podcast since her passing, and I listened to November 16th's podcast, and it just reminds me so much of her, the proverbs of fire tests the purity of the silver and gold, and what tests the purity of the person is the praise. Well, she was highly praised, and that her service, I mean, it was just amazing the amount of people that came out of nowhere, that she had touched so many people's life. Anyways, her name is Julia. Just pray for Julia and Julia's family, her son, Jacob, her mother and father, and her brothers and sisters. It's been a tough time for the family, but like I say, the Lord really works in mysterious ways. I saw her 6 days prior to her passing. For the first time in 24 years, I grew up with her through high school and graduated with her in Alaska. So it was just a really amazing thing. Thank you for all your prayer supports, and keep up the good work, and have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Brian. This is David from Birmingham in England. Hi, everyone. Really nervous, but I figured out there's 40,000 people out there listening to every day. That's great for prayer requests. My prayer request is really for healing for myself, my father, my mother, and a friend who's got cancer. As well as that, though, I wanted to speak to you about something called Setting Captives Free. That's SETTING CAPTIVESFREE.com. That's settingcaptivesfree.com. It's on the internet. And it's basically to help you with all kinds of different problems, issues facing you in life, whether that be sexual, whether it be overeating, undereating, or drink or drugs. If you suffer with anything like that, then you're not alone. You're not alone at all. I've been involved in self gratification for 20 years now. And things that led to that, and it's beginning to work for me. I'm just helping a lot, but I need to put the prayer to really help as well. I hope this sounds right. My mother is totally blind. She lives in Warwick now. She rang the other day, Brian, but she wasn't able to. She's still having problems. My father is in a home in Coventry because he's got Parkinson's disease, something called Lewy body syndrome, and a few other complications. He's very poorly, and Mum needs to be close to him, but she's totally blind and she can't get over very well to get to see him. She found a house that's across the road from him in Coventry, so I just pray that she can get this house and everything can be sorted out, but there's problems with money and all the rest of it. So that's another prayer request. The friend is she's got cancer. She's had cancer for the last few months, and she's dying, Brian. So I just hope that we can have some prayer requests for that. We can have some good prayer for that. Thanks, Brian. I'm sorry if it's not very clear, but it's best I can do. Okay, thanks. Bye.